Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining on such short notice. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, will be a very short shir. We are doing Simen Tav Chav Ches, Si'ifim, Beis, and Gimel. This is page Resh Pei Ches, Amud Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, and again, we've been discussing which days of the week different Yom Tovim can fall out on, and how the calendar works out. So, Elu Ayomim, Shukbu Bem Rosh Chodashim, B'lo B'zulasam. The following are the days of the week that Rosh Chodesh of particular months are able to fall out on, but not on any other days. We probably didn't even realize, at least I didn't realize until I saw this Sif in Shulchan Aruch, that there even is such a rule that there are certain days of the week that each Rosh Chodesh can and cannot fall out on. But here it is, Nisan Alv Gimel Hei Zayin. Nisan can fall out on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Shabbos, but no other day. Iyar Bagahaz, Sivan Agdu, Tammuz Agu, Av Baduz, Elul Abdu, Tishrei Bagaz, Bar Cheshvan Gadu, Kislev Av God, who? Meaning that all 6 days of the week except for Shabbos. Teves, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Vav. So it could fall out on those 5 days of the week. Shvat, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Zayin. Adar, Zayin, Beis, Dalet, Vav. Ubi, Ibor, Adar, Rishon, Beis, Dalet, Hei, Zayin. Vesheni, Beis, Dalet, Vav, Zayin. And in a leap year, Adar, Rishon could fall out on a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Shabbos. And Adar, Sheni, Rosh Chodesh could fall out on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, what's there to explain over here? Shuhukvu b'em kol elu ayam shu choshev ima rosh chodesh hul shal shneyam nei shal chodesh ha'avar hayom malei ko I hasimen al yom sheni shal rosh chodesh. When we're giving particular days of the week that these Rosh Chodeshim can fall out on, it means, if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, it means the second day of Rosh Chodesh. It means Aleph of that month. Shemenu maschilim nos minin yimei chodesh, because as we've already learned, that's how we count the month. We don't count the days of the month from the first day of a two-day Rosh Chodesh. That's Lamed of the previous month. We count the days of the month from the second day of a two-day Rosh Chodesh, and that's what all of these simanim are about. And that, therefore, causes the following problem. Mar Cheshvan, Gimel, Dalet, Vav, Aleph. We said that Mar Cheshvan, Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, can fall out on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Friday, or a Sunday. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ta'os Sofer Hu. That is a mistake. V'tzaruch Lomar, Beis, Dalet, Hei, Zayin. What it really should say is Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Shabbos. V'yesha rotzim liyashro, however, there are those that want to be miyashev and explain that what the Shulchan Aruch is identifying is when the first day of Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan could fall out, as opposed to all of the others, which we were identifying when Aleph of the month can fall out, which is often the second day of Rosh Chodesh. The dochak gadolhu, but that is a major dochak to explain that that's what the Shulchan Aruch means. Because why would it be that with every other month that we list over here in this halacha, we're talking about when the second day of Rosh Chodesh is, and dafka with Mar Cheshvan, we only talk about when the first day of Rosh Chodesh is? That doesn't make any sense, and therefore it's much more logical to assume that it's simply a ta'us sofer, it's simply a mistake in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch now, Si'if Gimel, Simen the Kviyas HaMoadim, a simen to know how the calendar falls out, is At Bashgar Dak Hatzvaf. So what does that mean? How does that help you? So Perush, it means the following. B'yom Rishon Shal Pesach Yeh Li'olam Tisha B'Av. The Aleph Taf means that the first day of Pesach is always going to be Tisha B'Av. Meaning the At Bash Gar Dak Hatz Vav, you'll notice, is At Bash, right? Meaning it goes, Aleph corresponds to Taf, the first letter of the Aleph Pesach to the last letter, second letter to the second to last letter is Bash, Gimel to Reish is the third to the third to the last letter, and what we're doing over here is we're saying that the first of each set is which day of Pesach that is, and the second of each set will say, and it will fall out on the same day of the week as a particular Yontif. So At means the Aleph is the first day of Pesach will fall out on the same day as Tav, as Tisha B'Av, and likewise when we go weiter, v'simin for Shulchan Aruch just mentions v'simin al matzos mor miyochluhu, and the simin to remember that is al matzos mor Yom Yochluhu, that there's Merirus on Pesach, because it's a reminiscent of Tisha B'Av. B'Yom Sheni Bo, on the second day of Pesach, that same day of the week, Shavuos is always going to be Shavuos, which obviously is going to make sense. That's when we start Sfira, right? U'B'Yom Shlishi Bo, and the third day of Pesach, that same day of the week, Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Gar. The Gimel is the third day of Pesach, and the Reish is Rosh Hashanah. B'Yom Revi'i Bo, the fourth day of Pesach, Kriyas HaTorah. The Kuf stands for Kriyas HaTorah. What do you mean? We lane all the time. Shu Simchas Torah. No, it means that when we do the big Kriya, when we finish, when we read Chasen Torah, which is on Simchas Torah. B'Yom Chamishi Bo, the fifth day of Pesach, always falls out on Tzom Kippur, the same day as Yom Kippur. B'Yom Shishi Bo, the sixth day of Pesach, is Purim Sha'avar, is the same day as the last Purim, not the coming Purim. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Shu Simchas Torah, Hainu when we make the simin that gak, that the third day of Pesach is the day of Kriyas HaTorah, it means the day of Simchas Torah in Chutz Laretz. It means not the eighth day, but the ninth day of Yom Tov. Shosin Shmini Atzeres Shnei Yamin v'chal Simchas Torah b'Yom Chav Gimel L'Chodesh Tishrei. Because in Chutz Laretz we make 2 days of Shmini Atzeres, obviously, because we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, and we call the second of those 2 days of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. So it's the day that falls out on Chav Gimel of Chodesh Tishrei. Now the connection between the first night of Pesach and Tisha B'Av is also highlighted by another practice that we have in the Achronim point out, and that is that at the Seder a lot of people have a minhag that they eat a hard-boiled egg. So the reason they eat a hard-boiled egg is because it's one of the reasons given is that it's a meichel of Avelim, and this is reminiscent of Tisha B'Av. So that's why have the practice of only doing that at the first Seder and not at the second Seder, because at the second Seder it doesn't correspond to Tisha B'Av. That would be the Bash, the Beis, the second day of Pesach corresponds to Shavuos, which has nothing to do with a hard-boiled egg. So that's the basis, or perhaps the basis of that minhag. So again, to review what we learned tonight, we identified in Sif Beis all of the potential days of the week that Rosh Chodesh of each month can fall out on. The only one that causes confusion was Mar Cheshvan, because it seems to be a typo in the Shulchan Aruch in terms of what Mar Cheshvan can fall out on. And all of the days that we're identifying as Rosh Chodesh falling out on, it means the second day of a two-day Rosh Chodesh. It means Aleph of the month. And then in Siv Gimel, we said that you can tell by which day of, you can car each day of Pesach corresponds to the same day of the week as a different Yom Tov that's going to fall out that year, or in the case of the sixth day of Pesach, to the Purim that fell out prior to that Pesach. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with, not tomorrow, on Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Si'if Dalet. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you again so much for joining, especially on such short notice.